Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a little fish with a big impact.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Goldfish thrive inside school classroom tanks and bright indoor aquariums, but when they end up in lakes, the starter pets actually have the power to disrupt entire ecosystems. That's according to research from University of Toledo Associate Professor Bill Hintz, who recently published his findings in the Journal of Animal Ecology. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for talking with us. So in this research, you conducted controlled experiments in artificial lakes. What happened in these simulated ecosystems when goldfish were introduced?
Yeah, so the simulated lake environment is a way to scale down natural processes, right? And so we measured everything from what we call abiotics, which is like water clarity, to the response of native fish species, their growth, and so on and so forth. So when we add the goldfish to those experimental ecosystems, we found this kind of dramatic change in water clarity. And that was really because these goldfish, which don't technically have a stomach, right? So they're always eating. And they ate a lot of the material within the tanks. And what that did was it kind of resuspended a lot of sediments into the water column. So when you resuspend those sediments, that reduces water clarity. So the water kind of almost turns this grayish color. So that was one of the more interesting aspects of the experiment.
Yeah, the fact that it can like visually change what the water looks like. I guess like how transferable are these, you know, artificial lakes to the real world?
Yeah, that's interesting because our experimental results seem to match a lot of field studies, right? So there was a great study in Europe where they looked at how goldfish, which invaded ponds that didn't have any native fishes, but the response of those ponds was essentially the same thing we observed in our experiment. Even ponds here in like northwestern Ohio, for instance. We have a pond outside of our research center, and that pond is chock full of goldfish. And that pond almost looks exactly the same as the photos we took in the experiment.
I've seen pictures of some of these goldfish, and they don't look like they can remotely fit in a fishbowl anymore. I mean, they are huge. They can get up to 16 inches. They look nothing like the pet goldfish I got from a carnival as a kid. Do we know how common these giant goldfish are in Lake Erie and Ohio's other waterways?
Yeah, so they don't have to be just that gold color, and they don't stay small. As you mentioned, they do get fairly large, and they can be 40 plus pounds. You know, we probably have, you know, a couple hundred in a small pond right out behind me, you know, in rivers and lakes all throughout Great Lakes and the state of Ohio. I would say there's probably, you know, several ecosystems that have already been invaded by goldfish. You know, the state captures them in their field surveys. We've captured them in our field surveys. So they're out there.
They're obviously a detriment. What can we do now? How can wildlife managers prevent these pets from becoming invasives?
Yeah, science is really starting to look at this question, right? And so there are some studies that have shown that removal efforts for goldfish are a possibility. And I think, you know, there's also this public education component that, you know, don't release your pet into the wild. We can return it to a pet store. We can consult a state wildlife professional to learn how to deal with these goldfish. But removal efforts, education and outreach, you know, all those are in the toolbox to kind of manage wild populations of goldfish.
That's University of Toledo researcher Bill Hintz. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.